thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Inspiring viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douala, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado, in Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, more than 300,000 Cubans are now employed in the private sector. In Faith News, United Kingdom researchers find that believing in God is a human predisposition. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring a kind-hearted Mexican woman who offers love and care to homeless children in Acapulco. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 27th, is the Independence Day of Djibouti, which commemorates its gaining of autonomy in 1977. Adjacent to the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, Djibouti is situated between Eritrea and Somalia. Its waters are a habitat for an abundance of marine life, including dolphins, beaked and pilot whales, and more than 200 species of coral. The Djibouti francolin, a critically endangered bird species, is located only in this East African country. Among the famous Djiboutians are noted author Ms. Mouna Oda Ahmed and the acclaimed novelist and poet Mr. Abdurrahman A. Wabiri. May the gentle citizens of Djibouti have a fine Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Tropical storm Miari impacts the Philippines, China, Korea, and Formosa, or Taiwan. As tropical storm Miari left the Philippines early on Saturday, June 25, at least two people had perished and 15 were missing after the storm worsened monsoon rain conditions over western Luzon and left vast areas underwater. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, 330,000 residents from four regions, including Metro Manila, were affected by massive flooding, landslides, and other storm-related incidents, such as tornadoes, while nearly 90,000 people were evacuated from their homes.
By Saturday evening, the storm had traveled to eastern China's Xinjiang province, bringing severe winds and heavy rains. Two boats off Yoshan Islands capsized, but the 30 people aboard were rescued from the waters. Neighboring regions, meanwhile, braced for the storm's arrival, with Shanghai emptying its reservoirs as officials warned that it was likely to become a typhoon.
The storm made landfall in South Korea on Sunday as a typhoon, rendering 13 people dead or missing, including two rescue workers who lost their lives trying to save others.
On Sunday in Formosa, alerts were also still in place as tropical storm Miari continued dropping heavy rains there.
As the initial disaster situation in China had worsened, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 in aid on June 18, asking that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the most desperate. This amount could purchase $128,000 in relief items obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. As the tropical storm began to hit, she conveyed her further sympathies and prayers as she also requested that our association members in the Philippines, China, Korea, and Formosa please check to see if any assistance is needed and to go, if possible, to comfort the vulnerable.
Our gratefulness for the efforts of all officials and personnel in helping the affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support for the disaster victims. With heaven's grace, may the storm-stricken regions be smoothly restored to the regularity of daily lives, as humanity's gentler ways help ensure our Earth's stability.
Thousands flee flooding in Canada and the U.S. As of Saturday evening, June 25, the Souris River, which flows from Canada southeast into North Dakota, USA, had swelled to at least 3.5 feet over a previous 130-year record high, while impending thunderstorms were forecast to aggravate the situation. Saskatchewan residents in Canada had already been trying to ward off encroaching waters through the placement of tens of thousands of sandbags, with the addition of 48 pump trucks to move water out of the town of Benson.
Thankfully, flood levels were noted to be receding in other Canadian regions. Meanwhile, in the United States, massive flooding has swept the Minotte area of North Dakota, where at least 4,000 homes are known to be inundated. Over 12,000 residents have been displaced via mandatory evacuation orders. With the Souris River cresting at 13 feet above flood stage, the United States Army Corps of Engineers states that recovery efforts will take months even after levels begin to return to normal.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai on June 25 offered $10,000 in aid if needed, as she requested that our association members please go if possible to bring comfort to those most in need.
our appreciation, all officials and personnel, for your initiatives to ensure the safety of both United States and Canadian residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted care.
We pray for the swift subsiding of such extreme conditions as our kinder endeavors help renew the balance of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt xuôi cam lồ lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành ta quỳ xuống, lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chúng xác sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyên nước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
We can still save the planet. Day 576. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out as people around the world continue to risk their safety and even their lives, calling for governments to grant basic human rights and to enable true democracy. They gather in countries like Afghanistan, China, Egypt, Iran, Libya, Mexico, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
Afghanistan, announcing on Sunday, June 26th, Belgium's plans for a 50% troop reduction in Afghanistan by January 2012, which he said is in line with similar decisions recently made by the USA and France. Defense Minister Pierre de Krem also stated that it is time to return Afghanistan to the Afghan people.
United States, thousands of people showed up for a silent march organized by faith-based groups in Birmingham, Alabama, to protest the U.S. state's new law cracking down on illegal immigration, which critics claim violates moral principles and will reverse progress in civil rights.
China.
On the eve of Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao's European trip, four associates of recently released artist and activist Ai Weiwei were freed.
Also released was prominent dissident Hu Jia, who had been first arrested in 2007 for criticizing his country's human rights record prior to the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
Iran.
The UK-based Guardian reported on June 24 that several Iranian political prisoners have managed to get letters out to the press which detail widespread sexual abuse in the prisons instigated by guards as a form of punishment.
Egypt. With Egypt's Sinai Desert being a difficult but significant route used by African migrants seeking jobs in other countries, four undocumented persons believed to be Sudanese were shot and killed by Egyptian border guards on Saturday as they attempted to cross into Israel, despite calls from human rights groups to end the practice of shooting migrants.
Syria. The United Kingdom-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights stated that five citizens were killed Saturday by security forces, three shot in house-to-house searches near Damascus and Homs, and the other two killed during a funeral procession for colleagues who had died the previous Friday. Witnesses also reported that at least 200 people were arrested during the house raids in Damascus.
Moreover, Syrian security forces widened their crackdown in border regions, prompting an estimated 400 residents to flee as they entering the town of Qusair near Lebanon in tanks, and while also invading Al-Najah near the Turkish border.
Yemen. Following Friday's massive rallies in the capital, Sana'a, protesters rallied again on Saturday in Sana'a and Taiz, calling for the immediate formation of a transitional council to remove President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has not made a public appearance since being treated in Saudi Arabia for injuries following a June 3 attack at his palace.
Yemeni citizens also demanded that President Saleh's two sons, both in powerful military posts and others in his inner circle, be required to leave the country. Libya. On Sunday, African Union leaders held talks in Pretoria, South Africa on the situation in Libya, concluding with a statement that all parties must agree to an immediate ceasefire followed by an interim government with political reforms leading to free democratic elections. Also on Sunday, 106 Libyans who had been stranded in Benghazi arrived in Tripoli aboard a Red Cross vessel, where they were reunited with families after weeks of conflict-caused separation.
In sadness for the lives lost, as well as for those injured or otherwise suffering, we pray for the conflicts in all nations to subside, so that citizens may choose to live side by side in lasting peace and dignified freedom.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Our children. 在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢? 行吗? 继续这个样子, 小孩又更糟糕。 小孩常常学习, 大人的那种行为。 我们所谓自由, 那个国家, 我们所谓的天主教的国家, 不是我们所谓的佛教的国家, 那个佛教的天主教的精神呢, 何在啊? 应该形容那个宗教应该执行应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西应该做跟佛学那些教理才是真正的一个有宗教信仰我希望我们的世界改变互相 保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Thơ buồn từ năm lên tám tuổi, chiến tranh làm con người già quá rồi, nhưng không hẳn là sớm khôn ngoan. Đạn bom làm cho tuổi trẻ lụn tan, cũng như khiến đất màu khô cằn hoang phế. Khi sắc máu kéo dài bao thế hệ, con người bơ phờ vì thiếu niềm vui, sợ sẽ khóc ngày mai dù nay tối đang cười, sợ chết chóc dù còn hơi thở vội, sợ mùa xuân chỉ mang màu tang trời, sợ người thân sẽ một thoáng bỏ mình, sợ hãi hùng đen tối của ngục hình khi ngưng chiến dù bên nào thắng trận. Ôi đất nước âm u đầy thù hận, hãy vươn vai như phủ đồng thiên vương, hãy đập tan lòng tranh chấp ghen hờn, hãy can đảm xa lìa bóng tối, hãy đánh ngã lòng hám danh hão lời, hãy đốt tiêu những tà thuyết ngông cuồng. Lẽ phải gì làm đổ máu rơi xương, lý tưởng nào mà nhà tan cửa nát. Anh nghĩ vậy, tôi có quyền nghĩ khác, ta luận bàn với ngôn ngữ của con người. Loài thú cầm cần bao bọc giống nòi, sao nhân loại tay sặc mùi máu vàng. Nếu các ngài là anh hùng dũng cảm, hãy oai phong từ chiến thắng chính mình. Tự nhiên rồi thế giới sẽ hòa bình, và ta đem thuốc súng làm pháo đỏ, để xuân về ta đốt vang đường ngõ, vui trẻ già trong áo mới xanh sang, nụ cười tươi lại nở tựa hoa vàng. Ta đem nụ thủy tiên mừng đời mời, đây là điều đơn giản mà người dân hằng mong đợi.
Be here now.
Sounds
7 hospitalized in southwestern France due to E. coli outbreak. As of Sunday, June 26, 10 more people were diagnosed, with 7 admitted to a hospital in the city of Bordeaux for E. coli contamination. Aged between 19 and 67, 2 have developed the potentially life-threatening hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS. Initial tests found that 2 patients were infected with E. coli O104, the strain that has claimed 44 lives in Europe since May. The outbreak has been most recently linked to sprout seeds distributed by an English vendor, and French authorities have banned the sales of fenugreek, mustard, and arugula seeds from the company.
In Lille, northern France, the hospitalized 2-year-old has remained in a coma, while 3 other children still being treated in hospital after eating beef burgers contaminated with E. coli. In Alabama, USA, 6 children aged 1 to 7 have been hospitalized for severe gastrointestinal illness after breathing or swallowing water contaminated by harmful E. coli bacteria at an indoor water park. Meanwhile, Russia has agreed to lift its ban on European vegetable imports, but bans the import of milk and meat from Germany.
With our sincere sympathies for the lives that have been lost, with heaven's protection, may those infected soon recover with full speed. Our sincere prayers for such diseases to subside as all humans follow the life-protecting way of living.
Sailors freed off Somalia's coast. A crew of 22, including 11 Egyptian, 6 Indian, 4 Pakistani and 1 Sri Lankan national, have been safely released after being detained at sea for over 10 months. Pakistan's Navy ship PNS Zulfikar transported the sailors to the Pakistani port city of Karachi to then return to their respective home countries. The sailors and their families expressed deep thanks to the governments of Pakistan and Egypt, working together with Pakistani human rights activists and Ansar Birni in negotiating their release, remarking on a history of conflict between India and Pakistan that was also overcome in this rescue. One of the Indian crew members stated, "There were moments when we lost all hope. Pakistan came forward to our help and did not care about nationalities. We too are overjoyed at the safe freedom of the innocent sailors, wishing them many joyful reunions and celebrations of life with loved ones."
Beloved U.S. actor remembered. Veteran award-winning actor Peter Falk passed away peacefully at his Beverly Hills home in California, USA, at the age of 83. With starring roles for more than 4 decades in film, TV, and on stage, Mr. Falk was best known for his television portrayal of Columbo, a police detective whose modest appearance and apparent lack of sophistication was matched by both humor and a sense of justice, along with meticulous logic that always led to Columbo solving the case.
The actor, who was also an accomplished artist, was nominated twice for Oscars and was a 4-time Emmy Award recipient. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles Police Department, where Columbo was filmed, said they are proud to have been associated with Mr. Falk and feel they have lost one of their own.
Our sincere condolences to the family and many admirers of Peter Falk, whose uplifting spirit lives on through his many gifted accomplishments. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and grace.
Save our planet. On June 22, 2011, the governments of Cameroon and Nigeria launched the regional plan for the conservation of the Nigeria-Cameroon chimpanzee, calling on conservationists, development partners, researchers and academics to assist in protecting this precious endangered species.
Save Our Planet. In a June 2011 study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B Biological Sciences Journal, Swedish researchers report that red clover yields have diminished along with the decline of certain bumblebee species, suggesting that the ecological balance of species is more vital and delicate than previously understood.
I'm Angelo, the elusive Great Crested Grebe. One of the stars is Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I enjoy my diet of delicious plant-based foods. Today, I'd like to share a tip for the frugal shopper. For those wonderful yard sales, it's best to arrive right around the time the sale begins. Have fun! Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the World Wide Weather. We'll be right back.
In good governance news, the number of Cubans working in the private sector increases. Following Cuban President His Excellency Raul Castro administration's economic reforms of October 2010, more than 300,000 residents are now self-employed. This includes over 220,000 individuals who have received licenses to work since the changes brought in by the government. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Raul Castro and Cuba, for your forward-thinking measures. May all your beautiful citizens greet prosperous and sustainable futures.
In faith news, believing in God is a human predisposition. This was the result of the findings from the Cognition, Religion, and Theology Project led by Dr. Justin Barrett from the Center for Anthropology and Mind at Oxford University in the United Kingdom. It involved over 40 studies in 20 countries by an international team of 57 researchers. Other discoveries include that people of many cultures think that a part of their mind, spirit, or soul continues on after they pass away. Our thankfulness, Dr. Justin Barrett and colleagues, for highlighting the central importance of faith in our lives. May all be guided by the truth within for a more loving and peaceful world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a kind Mexican woman, affectionately called Mama Rosie, who has encouraged many homeless children to improve their lives. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Please stay tuned for more helping news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-looking news for a progressive world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Mama Rosie, a Mexican woman who has opened her home 24 hours a day to children in need.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ms. Rosa Maria Cruz Mueller, a 53-year-old government employee from Mexico, is devoted to offering love and care to street children in her home city of Acapulco. For over 30 years, Mama Rosie, as she is affectionately called, has been going to places where the youngsters congregate. She invites them to come to her house anytime, day or night, for a hot meal and shower. Furthermore, she buys them food or clothing and brings gifts to children in disadvantaged neighborhoods.
One of the youngsters, Dietra Lopez, was 16 years old and using addictive drugs when she met Mama Rosie. Through Mama Rosie's love and encouragement, she was able to become drug-free. Ms. Lopez, who now manages a convenience store, said of Mama Rosie, "She earned our love, trust, and respect little by little and became like a mother to us, the mother none of us had."
Besides her three biological children, Mama Rosie considers herself to have 24 non-biological grandchildren. She has said, as long as there are children in need, there will always be Mama Rosie for them. Bravo, Miss Rosa Maria Cruz Mueller. Heaven surely rejoices in your compassionate heart and all you do for the precious children of Acapulco. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Miss Rosa Maria Cruz Mueller with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with love to humbly share the gratitude.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Homework.
Johnny, did your mother help you with homework last night? The teacher asked. Johnny said, "No, she did it all by herself."
Now for our viewers' heartlines on Richard Schwartz, author of Judaism and Vegetarianism, which is featured on Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I really think vegetarianism is the way to go against animal cruelty. Sam Tuku Rinpoche, in his video, The Joy of Liberating Animals, advised his students to turn vegetarian and to build an animal sanctuary or shelter. This is to show their commitment to care for animals instead of just saying they care. We don't really care for animals if we keep eating them every meal. Chiki from Malaysia.
Very cool. Viewer from United States.
Caring Chiki and friend from the United States, thank you for your supportive comments. Dr. Richard Swartz, along with many leaders of various faiths, such as His Eminence Tsam Tuku Rinpoche, have so clearly explained how following a plant-based diet is essential to truly embrace the noble teachings of each sacred religion. May heaven bless you and all the pure-hearted people of Malaysia and the United States with happiness and spiritual grace.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a joyous heart and elevated spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following their meeting together, Brazilian and Colombian delegates announced the launch of a partnership intended to safeguard people living in both countries along their 1,022-mile shared border, while also protecting biodiversity and indigenous populations.
A new episode of Artscape, aired on Al Jazeera English, called Singing with Murderers, documents the transformative program initiated by psychologist Juan Pablo Diaz Ledesma that has bettered the behavior and lives of Argentine inmates through their cooperative work together in a choir.
Hosted in Iran and chaired by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, a two-day summit attended by leaders of 60 countries and organizations, including the United Nations, seeks solutions that eliminate unlawful extremism while offering greater safety to all residents.
As the sixth state in the nation to do so, New York, USA, legalizes same-sex marriage on Friday, June 24, with the news being received in joyful celebration by thousands of residents who can now gain legal recognition and rights for their partners and families.
While on a trip to Southern Africa with her daughters and her mother, United States First Lady Michelle Obama travels to Botswana and meets with the nation's president, Ian Khama, as well as a group of young women who she encourages to aspiring toward fulfilling achievements in life.
The Ramallah Art Museum in Palestine is soon to exhibit first ever artwork of the legendary Spanish painter Pablo Picasso on loan from the Netherlands Van Abbey Museum, with Dutch museum director Charles Asch saying that the journey will also add new meaning to the painting.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.